You know, we're dealing with the story of a devastated husband of a woman who died in CUH after a cesarean section is fundraising to cover the cost of repatriating her to India for burial. Steffi Scaria Ní Yúsaif had been living in Abbeyfeel but worked as a nurse in University Hospital Kerry. She passed away on Friday. And with me at the top of this, we've got Parish Priest of Abbeyfeel, Tony Mullins, Father Tony Mullins. Father Mullins, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us. It's a desperately sad story for the family and for the whole community.
Indeed, Jerry, absolutely. I suppose really such a shocking development, disbelief amongst people and a great sadness, really. I only saw Steffi last week at Mass, and it was quite obvious she was about to give birth, and there was a great sense of, I suppose, joy at that possibility for her and her husband. There were regulars here at our Masses at weekends, and indeed at weekday Masses, and, you know, they're a very gentle presence in our community here, and people are just absolutely devastated, and you know, for them, and huge sadness, really. A beautiful family to have to deal with this kind of terrible trauma and grief. It's just overwhelming for all of us, really, and I can't imagine what it's like for them, you know.
Her husband Baju has been, you know, they're trying to raise money to repatriate, which isn't cheap in these days, and trying to rally around the family, yeah, at the same time. Their son made his first Holy Communion recently.
That's right, yeah. Johan, he's in the St. Mary's Boys School here in Abbeyfeel. And, you know, only a few weeks ago, a great celebration for them. You know, full of joy and happiness. And now we're at the other end of the spectrum in life, or in great sadness. And as you say, you know, people trying to do something, what can you do in these situations is very, very difficult. And we all feel helpless, but there is that fundraising, the GoFundMe page, which I'm sure people would like to support in helping to repatriate Steffi's remains back to India. Of course, even to, you know, her parents had come to Ireland for the birth of the child, and they arrived into this awful situation. So it's just terrible, really. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah. And she was here for the last four years with the family in Abbeyfeel, part of the community, said part of the faith community, and I suppose part of our health system as a nurse.
Absolutely, you know, and so many people from Kerala in the south of India have become so critical and essential for our health services, as you know yourselves, in the University Hospital in Kerry, where she worked. And indeed, I mean, our hearts go out to her colleagues there as well, you know, to all of them. But the Indian community, you know, the Indian people are bringing a great service to this country, and you know, but they also bring a rich culture and a rich faith, and an incredible gentleness, just a gentle presence in our community, as this beautiful family are for us here in Abbeyfeel, you know. And you know, it's just devastating, really, you know. All we can do is pray for them, really. And I mean, I visited Father Dan, myself, here. We visited them on Sunday afternoon after they came back from Cork, and you know, what can you say or do? But they did ask us to pray with them, and we prayed the Decade of the Rosary together, you know, in the midst of all this trauma. They still have their deep faith, and please God, it'll help them get through the next couple of months and years, you know.
Yeah, so, hopefully it will. Father Tony, thanks very much for talking to us.
Thanks, Jerry, for taking the call.
Yeah, no problem. That's Father Tony Mullins there, Parish Priest of Abbeyfeel, talking about Steffi Scaria. And if you want to get involved and donate, you can just Google Steffi Scaria. That's STEPHYSCARIA GoFundMe to support that cause, to try and get her remains home. Devastating news for the family. And CUH released a statement on this, saying CUMH, Cork University Maternity Hospital, confirmed there had been a tragic maternity death at the weekend. A Cork University Maternity Hospital is confirming that a maternal death has occurred in recent days. The coroner has been notified, in line with the HSC policy and all maternal death, an external review will be undertaken. He added, CUMH is providing bereavement support to the family at this very sad time. Hospital management and staff at CUMH wish to express their condolences and deepest sympathies to the family and friends of the deceased during this very difficult period, and a very, very difficult period, that's for sure.